Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Well, hi there, and welcome to Letters with George. I'm owner George, and Ryan and Matt are our football guys. And we're so glad that you're with us for another edition of Letters with George. We love your letters that come in. I got here nice and early before Mom got here. I'm checking her office, and looks like her light's not on. Good. And get through some of your letters. Like this one. From Bob in the Quad Cities. Bob writes, "Dear George, what the f*** is going on with this football team? I'm not returning to Soldier Field until you fire Matt Nagy." Signed, Bob in the Quad Cities. Dear Bob, thank you for your letter. Matt is one of our football guys. The story from the patch was not true. We are not firing Matt Nagy. We like him very much with the Chicago Bears. Signed, George. Also, another letter from Robin in Canaryville. Robin says, "Dear George, why did you meddle into the Bears' affairs? Why did you talk to the team about that story from the patch?" Dear Robin, thank you for your letter. I want you to know...
Oh, get out of here!
Mom?
Get your ass out of here! I want to talk to you!
Oh, God. Mom's pissed. I gotta go. Thanks for listening. The letters with George. Mom! Stop pounding on the door. I'll be right there. God! Mom's pissed.
Mom has every right to be pissed. What she's watching? 98 years old, it's freezing cold. She's getting on planes for the road games. She still goes every road game. And that's the nonsense she's got to watch.
Cheap metal door over there at Lake Forest, apparently.
Yeah, can hear that thing loud.
Not good over there. As you know, it's a shame George has to slide past her office just to get to his office. Not good.
Not good. Not good. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if she's pissed enough that they're going to clean house again.
Well, I mean, that pound on the door didn't sound promising for George or anybody else in
it
there.
It did not.
Especially, you know why? Because it's meat and cheese week. Bears-Packers. So you could tell that she's not happy.
If they go up there Sunday and just get destroyed.
That's likely. I don't care who the quarterback is. It's just likely because the team is just not very good, not very talented. I think that's very clear.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Where we're at. So I have a question for you. Is it harder and harder to root for the Bears, and would you ever turn your back on the team? A, are your kids growing up Bears fans?
Now, this comes from Marcus in Minneapolis, who we heard from earlier, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So he called yesterday and was talking about how difficult it is for him to watch the Bears and be a Bears fan, even in the Twin Cities, right? Because there's Bears fans all over the globe, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when the Bears go to the UK, is there so much blue and orange? Not just people traveling, but already in the country. Same thing across North America and everywhere else. People love the Chicago Bears. And so it's interesting where we are right now with this team, because no matter the back-to-back playoffs, you just want to see the best team that you root for, the team that galvanizes the city to finally get to the Super Bowl and win it. That's what you want to see. We all want to see it, right? If you're a Bears fan, that's what you want. It just seems further and further away. With each regime, each coach, each general manager, Cap, it just seems like it's far and far away. So we'll hear from Marcus, and Marcus said yesterday, he goes, you know what? It's just hard to be able to watch the Bears and just deal with this year in and year out, because you watch sports for enjoyment, not for the pain. We've got so much pain, and we have not had a return on our investment when it comes to being happy with the team. Is that fair to say?
That is. It's more than fair to say. But in my house, and I said this to you guys in the IDOT bullpen, the IDOT bullpen is brought to you by IDOT's lifeordeathillinois.com. 300 people die each year on Illinois roads as a result of impaired driving.
Sparky!
Impaired driving really is a matter of life or death.
Sparky, out the furniture. Come on.
Danny had that thing so low on a computer, I couldn't see it.
Get off the furniture.
So I had to kind of walk up the wall.
Marmaduke.
So I said in our meeting, look, my kids grew up in a house where they were not going to be allowed to not be a Cubs fan. That's just the way it was.
So they didn't have a chance to choose.
No, absolutely not.
But your dad allowed you and Bruce to choose. He says, hey, if it's got Chicago in the front, root for it. He didn't understand the separation of church and state with the Cubs and Sox.
Correct.
He just liked Chicago.
Correct.
And you can understand his point of view, right?
Here. It's not like he moved here. He grew up here.
But you understand his point of view, right?
Yes.
Maybe not at the time.
Correct. At the time, I thought, you're just a stick in the mud. What are you doing?
He wasn't. He's not cool.
Right.
Dad, be cool.
And I get it. But we were a Cubs family. We just were.
Mm-hmm.
My brother is a White Sox family. And his kids, White Sox fans.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it was. Now, did my kids cheer for other players? Brett loves Mike Trout. Alex's favorite player growing up, when he was a kid, he's 30 now, he liked Fred Taylor of Jacksonville.
Sure.
Garrett was a Dante Culpepper fan because he's a big dude. Garrett's a big dude.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think who Nick liked. There was somebody. I can't remember who it was. Oh, it was Marvin Harrison.
Oh, okay.
Because he was a wide receiver.
Yeah.
He loved Marvin Harrison of the Colts with Peyton Manning tearing it up.
Okay, so what, if you have young kids, Cap, mm-hmm. and if they say, hey, you know what, I think Aaron Rodgers is the bee's knees. I think he's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though they might be Bears fans, he admires Rodgers. Is it okay for one of your kids to wear a Rodgers jersey?
No, absolutely not. That would not have been allowed in the house.
Can you have an AFC team you root for if you are an NFC fan? Like, if you're a Bears fan, is it all right for you to say, you know what? Because that is a thing, too. I didn't necessarily grow up with it, but I'm a Bears fan, but I also have a favorite AFC team. Is that okay to do?
Yes, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't root for one of our rivals. Like, my kids wouldn't have gotten dinner if they're rooting for the Cardinals. The St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay, but see, now, on the other side of it, now, if my kid loved, say, if he's a Sox fan and he says, you know what, I just like some of the players in the Twins. If it's individual players, I can't stop that, right?
That's fine.
Yeah, even though I can't stand the Twins.
Right.
I hate them.
But if you had a son and he said, I just love Kirby Puckett growing up.
I can almost accept that. He's a Chicago guy.
Right.
Kirby.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Just my kids, they could root for whatever player they wanted other than a Packer.
Right.
No, and not going to happen.
A Cardinal?
And a Cardinal.
What else?
You're
all right on the hockey top? You're all right hockey-wise?
Yeah, whatever.
Detroit, you don't? Red Wings, an Iserman sweater, do you mind that?
That would have been a problem growing up.
So, Danny, but this is something that is prevalent. And, you know, talking to JD about this for years, about his son Parker, like, I don't know if he likes any Chicago team, but if you go in his closet, he's got, like, you know, a Pirates jersey, San Diego Padres, he's got Chargers, he's got all these different teams because it's individual players that he likes. He sees dad just beleaguered covering the Bears every year. He's like, screw that, I'm not going to be a Bears fan, I'll just root for other things. Now, you see this also on the prep level as well, right? Where you see kids that are not necessarily Chicago sports fans, but they like other teams and other players.
Yeah, there is no loyalty. Like, my son Avery, he'll watch the Bears games with me and he'll root for them because I'm watching the game and I'm sitting there rooting for them. But the fact is, they're all front runners, right? They root for the best teams. They root for the best players. That's who they're invested in. They only want to root for the teams that are winning, and they only want to root for the most exciting players. And that's just the way it is. When we were growing up, Cap, we're from a different era, right? Like, all we had were the Bears games. You didn't have the red zone. You didn't have access to every single game. At noon on Sunday, it was a religion in my house. Harry Zetterman would make everybody sit on the couch, and we would watch the Bears game. That was the Sunday activity. Now, with the red zone and fantasy football and all the other options out there, very few people are sit there and just locked in on this lousy, boring Bears team.
Right. Yes.
And kids are basically the epitome. The kids are the highlighted version of that, right? Like, the Kansas City Chiefs offense is exciting 2 years ago. I want to watch Patrick Mahomes. This year, the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray is the funnest player you're ever going to watch. I want to watch the Cardinals.
They can watch.
But then they root. They become fans. That's how you become a fan. You love Kyler Murray because he's excited. Guess what? Kyler Murray plays for the Cardinals. Guess what? When the Cardinals play other teams, the Bears being one of them, and you love Kyler Murray, who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for Andy Dalton, who's a statue throwing four interceptions? Are you rooting for Kyler Murray, who on one run looks like a video game? So, of course, then you become a Cardinals fan.
So, Jeff, I notice this a lot, especially during the Bulls games, right? You go to United Center. First of all, it's Chicago, so there's a melting pot of a whole bunch of different fans in this city, a ton. Mm-hmm. You go to a Bulls game, and like I saw the Bulls Heat. There was Bam Adebayo jerseys. There's Butler jerseys. There's, you know, there's so many of their other players that's in, at the stadium. I'm like, wait a minute. So you guys are Heat guys? I mean, you're Heat fans? You go back to Ron Rothstein's team in 89? Is that how far back you go? Probably not, right?
No, 2 years ago.
Right. So Jeff, what we're seeing here is young people saying, you know, I may not be a Bulls fan because they always lose, but I'm into individual players. And I saw that even at the United Center a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely, I think Danny hit on it. It's the availability of watching anybody and anyone across the league. You know, unless your parent is really a diehard fan that is kind of like watching the team night in and night out, if you're a kid, I'm experiencing this through my son frequently. He'll come home, you know, once every 2 weeks and ask me, hey, who are the best three or four players in the league? And whatever, like whether it's NFL, best quarterbacks in the league, who are the best, you know, NBA, top five NBA players? You know, and he grills me on this, and I know it stems from the fact that at recess, he's having a conversation where they're arguing Steph Curry's the best player in the league. Giannis is the best player in the league. You know, and so because of that, you can go ahead and if you flip on ESPN, three nights out of the week, whatever the NBA game is, which is featuring the star, whether it's Durant, yeah, like I think it's only logical that when so much is so accessible nowadays that kids are growing up where they get to pick and choose the best players. And oftentimes you'll see, I think LeBron created this. Mm-hmm. You become, forget the team. You're not a Cavs fan. You're not a Heat fan. You're a LeBron fan. And so you become a Cavs Heat, then a Cavs Heat / Lakers fan.
You know what it's come down to, Cap? It's brand loyalty versus team loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening today. You see it where you live, man. You're looking around like, how's that kid wearing a Mahomes jersey? How's that happening? Probably because he sees the Bears losing and sees dad and mom upset, going to the games and getting pissed off. And people just, you know, the next generation probably just doesn't have time for all that losing, man.
Where I live, I see more Golden State Warriors gear than Bulls gear. Now, obviously, that's going to change because the Bulls are good.
Yeah.
And once stores can actually get a hold of Bulls gear, we'll see more Bulls gear. But literally, I'm not joking. Uh-oh. When we go to the gyms, I see more Golden State Warriors stuff than I do Bulls stuff.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem if my kids had become a fan of Golden State or Portland. You're not going to be a fan of the Knicks or one of our arch rivals or what about the freaking Packers?
If you go back 6-7 years, like that'd be it in Cavs. Like, people would be Cavs fans because they were LeBron fans.
And I got bad news for you. If Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green played for the Knicks, all those kids would be walking around in Knicks gear. Yeah, if you took the Golden State Warriors in that style of play and put it in New York, what, are you going to starve your kid?
Pretty much.
Get out of here, Kaplan.
During the break, can you make a list for me? Because now we got to go through the list of jerseys you won't allow in your home.
You got it.
I'd like for you to do that. Because what Mel just said, I mean, when LeBron was with the Cavs, I mean, everyone had Cavs gear. Was that allowed in your home with LeBron? Don't think so. They're in the Central.
I think Brett had a LeBron jersey. It was LeBron. It's okay. It's the player. But there's a handful of teams. Packers? DH out of here. 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on a Cap J Hood, ESPN 1000. So that list is small.
Mm-hmm.
Hoodie. Green Bay Packers.
Sure.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame football. And the Red Wings.
That's it.
That's probably the list.
So what you're saying is that, you know, if one of your sons came home with one of those jerseys, they would be shown the door?
Pretty close.
You kick them out? What if they do?
There's some very nice orphanages in the Chicago area.
So that's what you're saying. They can't wear that in your home.
No, they're not wearing those jerseys in my home.
The reason why we ask that question is because that's more and more prevalent now, where the kids are brand loyalty more so than team loyalty, because it's nothing wrong with rooting for a team. But, you know, when a team continues to get its ass whooped over and over again, I think certain kids are looking to house a highlight, to go into YouTube, and looking for the best of the best to root for.
So I got a tweet from MJ who says, the entire MLB season, Mr. Shy, a.k.a. at the Cap Man, don't you tell me how to fan. I'll fan however the hell I want to fan. Now he spends the last 15 minutes talking about telling others how to be a fan. Come on, Cap. No, I didn't. You do you, man. If you want to let your son be a Cardinals fan, that's up to you. In my house, no. So take that, MJ.
Well, you are kind of telling your kids how to fan. I mean, his point is valid, Cap. You are dictating how people in your family fan.
Yeah, my kids are older now, but that's how they were raised. Yes. So I'm not, they're my kids. My being the operative term there, not MJ's. I don't care what anyone else walking down the street does. You want to wear that ugly St. Louis Cardinals jersey? You want to look like somebody puked all over you and put a Packers shirt on? Have at it. Not in my house. Not going
to
happen.
All right, to the phone lines we go.
Like, my kids wanted to go to games. We took them to a ton of games. Well, we weren't taking them to a Packer game. Just not happening. Let's go to the phones. Josh is in Bolingbrook. Hey, Josh, what's up, man?
Cappy, I'm with you, guy. I'm a father of three. My children are never allowed to wear a St. Louis Cardinal item. If they wear anything Green Bay Packers, they're changing their last name. And the same with the Detroit Red Wings. We are allowed so many meat-headed stances in life. This is a very important one for us to all take. That's what I got, my friend.
Well said, Josh. Appreciate the call, buddy. He and I think alike. Now, again, I get it. Littler kids. Avery's 8, Danny?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if Avery wants to wear a Patrick Mahomes jersey, Sylvie's kid walks around the neighborhood. I've seen him with a Patrick Mahomes. I get it. He's the best quarterback, and our guys stink.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You're just not going to be wearing an Aaron Rodgers shirt in my house. I wonder how Sylvie would handle that.
I think he'd be probably similar to you, would handle that. It's like, hey, you probably shouldn't wear that in my home.
Correct. You're not wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey.
Now, again, if it's my kid, I don't mind, because I understand my kid would see me as like, man, dad's always in the hood cave, always angry and punching at clouds mm-hmm. every time the Bears play, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if you want to do that, that's fine. Like, you know, or there's always the rebellious kid, too. It's like, oh, you know, you like the Bears? Well, I like a different team. I'm a Cowboy fan. Or now I'm going to be a Packer fan or Viking fan just because. There's always that, too. The old Spite Store.
Yeah. If my son said, you know what, Spite Store, I'm going to be a Cowboy, whatever. Just, you're not going to be our arch rival. You're not going to be that fan.
Yeah.
Not happy.
It'd be a long discussion to have something twins in my home. That is for sure.
Let's go to...
Or Georgia Tech.
Exactly. Go to Taylor. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Taylor. How's business, buddy?
You know, it's always booming and bunking, man. Always. You know, everyone's likes to escape given how the Bears are, so our business is going well.
I'm gonna have to we have to hook up, man. I need some of that escape.
No, for sure, no doubt. You need me at Beloit, you know?
That's exactly right.
Bring Cap too, since he's never had probably, you know, real grits before in his life. So
I was engaged to a girl from Louisiana, trust me, I have.
Yeah, but you probably did, but okay. I'm sure those grits didn't have flavor. Go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah, exactly. No cheese in them or something like that, no doubt. look, I got a couple of comments. You know, I grew up in the 90s. I'm an 80s baby, so I grew up in the 90s. I grew up actually in D.C. So the teams were trash in the 90s where I grew up. My dad is a very stick-in-the-mud, kind of like Cap, where you are loyal to your team and to your city, to your state. That's all you are. But, you know, for me, we grew up in the Jersey era in the 90s, right, in early 2000s. So if you bought a green pair of shoes, you just found a matching jersey to go with it.
That is true.
And that's kind of really what it boiled down to was fashion at that point. So from my standpoint, I had, you know, over 50 jerseys from all kind of teams, all kind of players, and my dad just thought I was the most unloyal person of all time.
Yeah.
That's just kind of, again, the era that we lived in. So from my standpoint, seeing kids with all these kind of cool jerseys, I think it's a great thing only because now they're invested in the player and what that player brings, and parents are more so now invested into that player as well. So I kind of see it as an evolution, you know, to what sports really means.
Hey, man, appreciate it. Have a great holiday season, okay, buddy?
You as well. Take it easy.
We'll see you.
It is true. Sometimes you do get the outfit that matches the shoes.
Right.
I know that I owned a San Jose Sharks, I think it was a road sweater. Owen Nolan, 11.
Mm-hmm.
But it went with my teal shoes.
There you go.
So it was white.
Let's see,
teal.
What team do I go with? Yeah. Not wearing a basketball jersey around, so
no.
It made sense.
I've done that.
Let's go to Jason and Dyer. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. This is a great topic. I got to deal with this on a regular basis. My ex-wife married a Packer fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Right? When I met this guy for the first time, and she started wearing Packer gear when they were dating, and I just said, listen, your team can crush the Bears. You can crush my ex-wife, but she will not influence my son's Bears fan. If I see jerseys in my home, I'll burn them.
I love that.
Jason, I'm right there with you, man.
I'll burn it. Is that what you said, Jason?
Right there with you, man.
I love that.
There's a little... Yeah. I mean, I had a little emotion invested in this more than just Bears and Packers. But the reality is I wasn't going to let them influence him. And to this day, he doesn't own any jerseys but Bears jerseys.
Well said. Have a great day, man.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, he mentions his ex-wife. So my ex-wife is married to a White Sox fan.
Sure.
Well, Brett was much younger at the time, and the White Sox win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to get him a Sox jersey. And I said, no shot. He's a Cubs fan. No shot. We don't have to cheer against them, but no shot is he walking around in a Joe Creedy jersey or whoever it is. No shot. And so many times, hey, Brett, you want a Sox shirt? Nope. I'm a Cubs fan. He doesn't hate. He watches. But he knows what he is.
I understand, but he's a guy that also has a lot of stuff in his closet with a whole bunch of different teams. You're good
jerseys,
with that.
Yes.
And you're good with that.
I'm okay with that. He has a Steph Curry.
Yeah.
He has a Jim Brown throwback.
Well, that's nothing wrong with that.
A Larry Bird.
Sure.
So he loves the throwbacks. And that's fine. You're paying tribute to a great, great player. I'm good. You put on a dirty Cardinals jersey, not happening.
Not a Vince Coleman.
No shot.
Willie McGee.
No shot. Not going to happen.
Back to your phone calls here.
312-332-3776. Tom is in Barrington. Hey, Tom.
Hey, boys. Good morning. Three quick things. My kids know in our house we cheer for two teams, Chicago Bears, whoever's playing the Green Bay Packers, except if my kid came home with a Detroit Lions jersey with the number 16, the back and the name O-W-E-N, I'm okay with that. And as a Notre Dame fan, I break for all animals except Michigan Wolverines. So I'd probably have a problem with a Michigan jersey.
So,
how's that?
So here's a question, Tom. If you left your kids to their own devices, who do you think they'd root for? Whatever dad roots for? Because they have their own choices
contrarians.
Too, right?
My little one would be a Packers fan just to go, you know, I mean, that's just kind of the generation that we're in now.
Yeah.
Right? And you know what? If the Lions wouldn't have beat the Vikings, they could have been 0-16 for some people who are still trying to figure that out.
Sure.
And one, but you could put that on the jersey. But it would have worked if they would have ran the table and lost them all.
That's true.
And we had one tie.
Hey, man.
It's 0-16.
Appreciate your
Enjoy
call.
Enjoy the show, boys.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks a lot.
Now, don't forget, Cap, what he just mentioned there. He talks about kids that are rebellious. Just to stick it to Dad. Dad is a diehard Cub fan. He's miserable about this. About this Cardinals jersey.
Right.
About that.
Like that?
And all of a sudden, bam! All of a sudden,
take his dinner away. Arthur Carone on Twitter says, I've got over 200 NFL jerseys. Ooh. 75 are Bears. At certain point, I got at least one of each team. No Wings, Pistons, Cardinals in my closet. I wanted an Albert Pujols. I waited till he signed with the Angels.
Man, I feel like we should be at his home just to check that out. What's that show you did on NBC Sports Chicago? A piece of the game. That would be like a piece of the game. It's like here's a man here with 200 jerseys. Let's take a look.
Jerseys of the game.
Let's take a look.
Let's go to his.
That'd be awesome to see that.
It would be cool,
man.
312-332-3776. We'll continue this topic as it's becoming harder and harder to root for the Bears. Would you ever turn your back on the team? And are your kids growing up as Bears fans? Be right back.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Clones, welcome back.
9:35 in Chicago.
Clones.
312-332-3776.
Sidebar, may I approach?
You may, and that's brought to you by the great people at Ankin Law. Howard Ankin, 312-6 million.
Brand new Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday is available right now on the ESPN Chicago app. If you're a wrestling fan or know of one, check out the ESPN Chicago app. Look for Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday. Fresh podcast.
It's
available for you right now as we review NWA and their latest pay-per-view on Saturday. And we go. And I'm a Hall of Fame voter, by the way, for wrestling. For the Wrestling Observer, Cap, I'm a Hall of Fame voter. I filed my ballot in.
Nice.
Voted for JYD, the Junkyard Dog, and Sergeant Slaughter for the Hall of Fame. So that's an honor. So it's all part of the podcast
there. Did you vote for Bonds, Hoodie?
Yes, Bonds is in. And Scott Rowland.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
That's not what Merkin said.
Well, Merkin's out of his mind. He's played 17 years, and he's not like, you don't look at his numbers and go, oh, my God.
That's correct.
Like, he's a good player. He was very good. Hall of Famer?
He's probably going to go in, though. His war, his defensive, I know. I'm just
great.
Telling you.
He's great. No, Jeff, Jeff Kent is great.
I think Rowland goes in before Kent.
Wow. Jeez.
Boy, they lowered the standards.
Yeah, they have.
So the next Sox to go in has got to be, so since you're lowering the standards, it's going to be Burley, right?
He's not getting in.
On the Veterans Committee, I bet you Burley gets in.
No chance.
Hawk will get him in Reinsdorf.
No chance.
Will you do me a favor? You did a nice job. You got Minnie in. Burley. If you don't mind. You just get Mark in there. He was the heart and soul.
Whatever you say, Jerry, sure.
Every year, the Veterans Committee, there's always a White Sox going in.
Can you do me a favor?
Dick Allen, he'll be going in next year.
He deserves it.
He does. But, of course, he's a former White Sox.
Do me a favor. We got Minnie in. You did a solid for me for Harold. Maybe Burley.
Burley? And while you're at it, Konerko.
Konerko, could you take care of it? He gave me the ball, you know, at the parade. I'll never forget it. I was tearful. I was a little sugar.
Bo. Bo's in Frankfurt. What's up, Bo?
What's up, Cap? What's up, Hoodie? You guys are awesome.
What's Thanks, up, man. Bo? Appreciate you.
I'm just calling in about the topic of your kids or whatever and their loyalty to their teams. And it's funny. I have a 13-year-old Nick and 11-year-old Jacob. And my 13-year-old bleeds White Sox, bleeds Bears, bleeds Notre Dame with me. And what's funny is my other one, for a while there, didn't really care about sports. He's like, whatever. And then he started watching them a couple years ago. And now he's a big time Packers fan, and I don't know what to do. I wanna tell him no, you can't, and I have before, like, it's not gonna happen. And then yesterday my wife gets a package in the mail and it's an Aaron Rodgers jersey, and she's like in the closet, hey, come look at this, and I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, it's pretty nice. And I'm thinking in the back of my head, what did the heck happen where I'm looking at the Packers jersey in my house that my son's gonna wear here in a few weeks.
Bo, did you ask? I mean, or is that just your son rebelling on the other side? If you're gonna be a Bears fan, I'll be a Packers fan, just to be the opposite.
Well, I think what he, like what you said, he's watched the pain for a few years of the throwing crap across the room and the bear, and he's like, why do I need to do this crap? Why do I need the root for the Bears when I see this green and this ugly green and yellow team dominating across the field, dominating the Bears for the last 12 years? But now on the other end, my son is like me. He's freaking out, slamming the door, and he's going to his room, coming back out, going to his room, coming back out. It's hilarious.
Hey, man, have a great holiday season. Appreciate your thoughts.
Thanks, Bo.
You guys are awesome, man. Keep it going.
All right. Thanks. Let's go to Dean downtown. Hey, Dean.
Hey, how did the Cubs do today?
That's right. That's right, Harry. That's exactly right, Harry. How did the Cubs do today? That's right.
You know, he comes out for a fish in his soup.
A nice soup.
But I will tell you this. Jeff Miller.
Yes?
Come to Libertyville, please. Come out and see me. But anyways, growing up in the mean streets of Boca Raton since I was 15, 16 years old, I saw the LeBron James on the Sports Illustrated, Kaplan, and I said to myself, this is the guy right here. This is the guy I'm going to follow him into the depths. Yes or no?
He's not listening to you.
No.
Yeah, he's not listening.
All right, well, that's the way it's got to be. Tyson!
No!
Wow.
Quickly.
Never know when he's going to just...
What do you think of that, Danny?
Bam.
That was a quick one.
Anytime Dino's on, it's good. He leaves me wanting more.
Yeah, I agree.
David Allen on Twitter said, love the show. When my youngest was 7, he said, Dad, I'm thinking about becoming a Packers fan. My reply was simple. You better be thinking about somewhere else to live.
Oh, my God.
Take that.
Now, Jeff, is that right? Now, we haven't gotten your thoughts on that. Is that right, Jeff?
No, listen, I love how everyone's always like, oh, you'd be out of my house. You're crazy. I think you dodged a bullet, Cap, in that the White Sox winning. How old was Brett when the White Sox won?
9.
Really?
9.
All right, so then maybe you actually did have to deal with it a little bit more than I thought.
Let me ask you this, Kaplan. You went to Hamline University.
Hamline.
Whatever it is. Not really known for its sports programs.
No, but a hell of an assistant coach for a long time. Go ahead.
Absolutely. But let's say that you went to the Ohio State University, right?
Yeah.
And you were a diehard Ohio State Buckeyes fan. You bled Ohio State colors. You lived for their football team.
Uh-huh.
Justin Fields is this superstar at Ohio State, leads you to national championships, basically undefeated in his college career. He gets drafted by the Green Bay Packers. Are you no longer a Justin Fields fan?
Well, am I still a diehard Bears fan?
Yes, you're David Kaplan, David Emmanuel Kaplan of Riverwoods.
Yeah, he's dead to me.
Wow. Now, Fred does it differently. Fred was a Notre Dame fan, followed Joe Montana, and became a 49er fan because of Montana.
The 49ers are not our arch rival. It's different.
Even though I grew up as a Bears fan.
Your loyalty to your team? Like for me, for instance, Paul Pierce, my favorite Kansas Jayhawk of my time, right? If Paul Pierce came out of Kansas and was drafted by the New York Knicks, I then would have become somewhat of a Knicks fan because I would always have a rooting interest in Paul Pierce and how he did. I'm loyal that way to the Jayhawks.
Yeah, no, I'd still be rooting for Ohio State. Thanks for what you did for us while you're here. You're a Packer now. You're dead to me.
Mm.
Period.
Wow.
That's that.
I don't know if I've ever shared this with you. You know, one of my proudest moments as a father, I lived in Madison for 2 years, commuted, still came back and worked in Chicago. But my kids were going to school in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alex was in second, third grade. And one of their big rewards one year was that I forget what, if the class did something as a whole, they had like, they're going to have a big party. And like the unveiling by the teacher was the fact that they were going to, as a class, get to take a picture with a life-size cutout of Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
This was like the big class prize when I lived up in Madison, Wisconsin. The teacher emails my wife and I, well, she emails all the parents of the class with the photo. And then, like, a very quick follow-up email after I'm trying to search through, look through it, she sends an email to my wife and I and says, "Don't worry, I know you're probably wondering where Alex is. He refused to be in the photo with Aaron Rodgers." And he was probably 8 years old.
Yeah.
That was one of the proudest moments as a father.
Love it.
Because I did not go the route of you cannot root for this team, because I didn't want the blowback of, you know, sometimes your children will do stuff just to kind of infuriate you.
Sure.
I just tried to be like, hey, I was Bears-centric, pushed as much as I could, but never said you had to. And then when that moment arrived and I got that email from his teacher in Madison, Wisconsin, I don't know if I've ever been prouder as a father.
That's awesome.
Love that. Well done. Well done. That's just how it was in my house.
Yeah.
Again, they could root for players, mm-hmm. not Aaron, not a Cardinal. But if they said, yeah, my favorite player is Russell Wilson. Okay, whatever.
Sure.
We'll get you his jersey, whatever you want. A Packer, a Cardinal, or you're wearing a Notre Dame football jersey? No. No, not our house. Not happening. 312-332-3776. We'll continue this topic. Would you ever turn your back on this team, the Bears? And are your kids growing up Bears fans, or is there a team you won't let them cheer for? We'll be right back.
Take that.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Welcome back, Cap, Jay Hood, ESPN 1000. Carmen, you're coming up for Crosstalk. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in London. Hey, Matt, what's up, man?
Hey, Jay, guys, all right?
How are you?
What's going on, brother?
All's good.
Mate, I'm doing really good. It's a little bit different here in the UK with, like, soccer and things like that, in that, for example, Man City, they had a lot of success. You wouldn't get people in the south of England or even the other parts of the north of England wearing a Man City shirt. It wouldn't happen. They're very, very loyal. For example, where I live is just outside of East London. It's a big county called Essex. Mm-hmm. And I'd say the majority of the fans there are all West Ham and probably Tottenham, and there's a few Arsenal, but never mind. but I would never, ever, ever let any of my like close family ever come in my house with a Harry Kane shirt on from Spurs. It ain't happening. And I'm exactly the same with the Bears. Bears till I die. I chose that team. I've got a tattoo with the Bears C on my leg. And you choose that team and you die with that team. It doesn't make you suck. And don't get me wrong, and they do suck. It really winds me up. But we've got to stick loyal, and that's that.
So, Matt, my son and wife and I flew to England, took the train to Manchester from London. He's a Manchester United fan. And we were talking to some people there, and they said, you better be careful where you wear that Manchester United gear. You don't go into a Manchester City area.
It's true.
He said, they will beat your ass. He said, they take it serious here. No chance is a Man City family having a Manchester United fan in it.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, the football violence here in the UK, even though it's not publicised as much, it is ridiculous. So, for example, the first time I went to Chicago, I went to a Bears game, and you've got, like, Seahawks fans next to Bears, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would not happen in the UK.
Never.
No way. Seriously, you're taking your life into your own hands. So, for example, Tottenham against West Ham, massive rivalry, massively. And, you know, and I've been to Tottenham's ground, you know, and, you know, I can wear my gear and stuff like that, you know. And in general, you're all right. But if you sort of go to the wrong pub or something like that, someone's going to say something and you've got to leave. And I know that, like, people say, like, stuff about, like, Philadelphia, for example, their fans and the Minnesota Vikings are rough or whatever. Listen, you have not experienced anything until you've been to a proper football rivalry. It's very, very exciting, and I'm not saying that everybody would get killed or anything like that, but off the beaten track, these teams, they always organise, like, fights against other teams, and it's And it happens every game. Completely agreed.
Thank you for the call. Have a great rest of your day. We went. It was a Chelsea game. They only gave Chelsea fans one corner. They got whatever that one corner is. Everything else was all United. Let's go to Jeremy in Peoria. Hey, Jeremy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
We're well, good, man.
We're well, thank you.
Wonderful. So, hey, so a couple things. My whole family was Cubs fans growing up, diehard Cubs fans. I turned 10 years old. I was like, you know what? I like Frank Thomas. I'm going for the White Sox. Been a White Sox fan ever since. So I was kind of that, you know, pariah, you know. But, it, you know, worked out. It's fine. But the other day, my son and I were watching the Bears game. My son's 5 years old. We watch a lot of football at my house. And outside the Bears, he turned to me. We were watching the Bears game. He's like, Dad, this isn't fun. And I was like, I know, son, I know. And yeah. I'll be a Bears fan my whole life, but it's hard right now to be a Bears fan. I will never abandon them, but I'm hoping my son grows up to be a Bears fan. I'm going to try my hardest, but it's, you know, he's right. It's not fun right now.
Nope.
So that's what I'll leave you with, and I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thank you. But someday it will pay off, like being a Cubs fan.
Well,
like Danny stayed loyal. And that magical night in 2016, November the 2nd, 2016, was all worth it.
Well, we are from a different generation, baby boomers and Gen Xers, in which you have to have patience, right? You understand it's a process. This is a microwave society. Like, I need my championship now. And if I don't win my championship, I need my participation trophy. You mean the Bears for this season doesn't get a participation trophy? Screw that. I'll be a Chiefs fan.
Right.
Screw that. I'll be a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. That's just, I mean, that's where we are today.
Well said. Let's go to Matt in Logan Square. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Hi, Matt.
Hey, I appreciate that lead-in, Hoodie. I love having you in the mornings, but actually, I'm a lifelong Bears fan. Mm-hmm. Grew up in Wisconsin, but my fanhood is voting with my money, and I don't support this regime, coaching staff, all the way up. So why am I going to continue to give my money to people that I don't have confidence in? I'm almost 40, and if my Bears move out of Chicago, they're not the Chicago Bears anymore. I'm about to be a Who Dat Saints fan.
No kidding. So you're going to go all the way to the Saints, huh? Is there a tie, or are you just going to go there?
I love the city of New Orleans. I like the way they run their organization. I respect Drew Brees. And it's really fun to say Who Dat. So.
And you're not going to go root for them because they moved to Arlington Heights?
The straw that breaks the camel's back.
That's fair.
You know, 40 years of frustration and losing, and why am I going to spend my money if they're not going to give it back with hard work? It's the end. I keep saying it out loud so other people can hold me accountable on this.
That's
wait,
fair, Matt.
Wait till they're good, man. You'll be back.
When is that going to be, though?
Right.
You know, like, so he doesn't want them to move to Arlington Heights, and he talked about the regime, the upper management for the Bears. You can understand.
I get it. Totally get it.
Man, everyone doesn't have disposable income, man, to say, you know, I'm going to write that check because one day, because you're not showing any signs that you're going to be a winner.
Correct.
Now, listen. I know what you're saying. You're saying, hey, man, one day they're going to get it right. When? When's that day going to come?
I don't know.
The Finks-Ditka regime, that's over.
Long gone.
Right? That's the last time that you had consistency.
Long gone.
So that's why I can understand why fans like, you know what, screw this. Why am I going through this misery? I'm losing days on my life because I'm watching the Chicago Bears.
Right. Right. Like if your wife said to you, hey, every Sunday, let's go to the crappiest restaurant we could find.
Right.
What do you mean? Well, the food's awful. The service is horrible.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. And every Sunday, you got up, you got all dressed nice, got in the car and went, this place looks like a dump. Well, let's go. Oh, that food was horrible. Oh, we'll come back next week. Find another one.
That's really true, right?
That's about what you're doing when you say, hey, honey, every Sunday, I need 3 hours for the Bears. But they're horrible. What are you? You're not being entertained. There's a loyalty thing there.
Yeah.
Loyal to a nasty, greasy spoon restaurant.
Awful. We will crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko. Make sure you watch us all day long on Twitch, brought to you by Miller Lite. Back in 2 minutes.